In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Christ is risen. Today, with Samaritan Woman Sunday, we're in the midst of a great theme of the church that our Holy Mother Church has brought us to. And this is a contemplation of how God uses water to give us life. Our Lord lifts water up to be, and even in this dialogue we get this hint, water to be the wellspring of eternal life. He lifts water that we take advantage of and take for granted, and in His Word and by and in Him, it becomes something so much more. I say we're in the middle of it because the Sunday that passed, we had a great other water event by the pool where the paralytic was healed. Today, by a well in Samaria. And in next week, the pool where the blind man will wash his eyes and receive his sight. Water is lifted up to be the means of giving us Christ's healing presence, the means of giving Himself. So what does He do with this woman in Samaria? We know her name from Holy Tradition. It's Saint Fotini, who from this dialogue with Christ by a well there that she visited every day, her whole life is changed. Saint Fotini had sons and those that she traveled with after this, and she became like the apostles themselves, the 12, and she spread the gospel wherever she went, and so did her sons. What our Lord does in this dialogue with Saint Fotini is that He condescends to where she is at and guides her through that change. It is the condescension of the divine to the human. He goes to where she is, and He begins there with a simple request. Give me water. But we must know that He was purposeful about coming to this spot to be at this time. He sat, He sent His disciples out, and He waited for her. Though He asked a simple thing, it began a verbal wrestling match. A confrontation then began to ensue, which piqued Saint Fotini's interest, her curiosity, that he must be speaking about something more than mere water. And through this dialogue, Jesus confronts her sin, which she calls a prophetic moment. I see that you are a prophet. And Jesus shows her that prophecy is the truth of the revelation of salvation, not just being really good at predicting something. Fotini goes to the town, and we know that this is the fundamental moment because of the words that she says when she leaves Christ's presence and goes to her hometown. She says, the man who knows her and all that she ever did by this revelation. She simply and humbly asks of her neighbors to come and discern for themselves Jesus sitting at the well. See for yourselves if He is the Messiah. She speaks only for them to begin that dialogue with Christ Himself for themselves. It is the Samaritan woman's belief, Saint Fotini's belief, that in hearing the word from the word Himself, that others will be changed. Water as the wellspring of life. This realization of coming into contact with the Messiah, what did it bring to Saint Fotini? It brought her freedom. Fotini is no longer bound by her own bodily passions and desires. Fotini is given a great joy by the revelation of her sins before Christ's presence. Doesn't that seem rather odd? That in the revelation and the bearing of what her sins were before Christ, she finds freedom. She becomes, by our Lord, a prophet to her village to also come and see. What I want to bring out is that this dialogue with Christ is one that we all pick up and must pick up for our salvation. So often, we don't know what it is that we need to bring before the Lord. We don't really know what it is that we need to confess and repent of. Fotini didn't. But in the dialogue and in wrestling, in that verbal confrontation with the Lord, what do you mean? What is this? What are you? Slowly our Lord brought her to the place that she needed to be. The sacrament of confession that we have in our church is nothing other than this for ourselves. Each and every one of us can go through what St. Fotini did at that well in Samaria. She picked up her repentance in the revelation that Christ gave to her. She was interiorly evangelized before she began to give the gospel of come and see the Lord. See if he is our Messiah and Savior for yourself. First, the inner person, then the outer. The sacrament of confession is this wellspring of water to eternal life because we need to be very careful to hear these words correctly. It's not so that we understand it correctly. It's a spring of water welling up to eternal life. We drink from the water and receive eternal life. When we come to confession, the baptismal font that is in our midst, that this little one has just been given by the hands of one of God's holy priests, that's the wellspring that is welling up and will be forever in her life that she can return to and be renewed. That very grace of the water welling up to eternal life, that's what has been given. Christ's dialogue with St. Fotini can reveal to us the truth about our growth in our spiritual life. We continue to go back. We don't thirst because now we know the eternal life, but we know that we need to drink and deepen still. We need to be renewed from that same wellspring. It teaches us what goes on in the soul's converse with God when we come and we bear our sins before him. Though we bear our shame and our guilt and we say, this is what I've done, Lord, you know it. For indeed you are a prophet, as St. Fotini says. Then when in that honest and good confession, we don't find more shame, more guilt. We find freedom to go forth because we know the man who knows us and all that we ever did. So we are like Fotini and the Samaritans who she goes and talks to. We have minds that follow many things. We become distracted and can't see beyond our own temporary concerns. We lose sight of the inner man that needs to be evangelized, the soul that needs to be cared for and drink and return to that same wellspring that quenches the thirst and gives us eternal life. This happens. We need this confession because we do not give our love solely to the true God. We find ways that we have not. We may believe in God, but then we unite ourselves to little idols and gods like the Samaritans did. False gods seen on television. Gods of violence, of lust, of rage, of fear, of vanity, of gluttony, of pleasure, of wealth or health or reputation or simple overcare for the body. All these little idols that we may place above God. This is what the Samaritans did. And we can be like them in so many ways. What Christ does in this dialogue, the longest dialogue contained in the Gospels, he shows us what is higher and beyond these. He points to what we must turn toward by revealing our sins and sowing the seeds of virtue which will choke out those passionate weeds that are growing in our souls. This is what happens when we make a good and holy confession. Those weeds are torn up We come and bear that before God, and he points us toward the eternal life. And God helps us journey toward it. We are the field that Christ refers to at the end of the gospel, where Christ has sown and which he is cultivating, and where the wheat grows and is ready for the harvest. This dialogue with God is the wheat being prepared and will be white and ready for the harvest. All of this happens within the soul who comes before God and meets him at the water of the wellspring of eternal life. When we come to him like this, then we can become healed. Our God shines his light and his love on us, and that water we drink from anew, that life-giving water. He cares for the fields of our heart to be ready for that harvest. So my brothers and sisters, those of you who are on the steps toward holy illumination in the baptismal waters, those of you who are already baptized but need that renewal, know today that it is open to you. Journey. Our Lord, it desires to have this same kind of dialogue that he had with this glorious saint, with each and every one of you, to show you the divine revelation of what is really going on within you. And so that we are no longer blind to it, we are no longer crippled by it, and that we too can become evangelists, those who share what Christ has done in our life and what he has revealed to us. There's really nothing other than that when we go about and evangelize. It's sharing what Christ is and who he is to us. This is what happened with Fotini and what is open to each and every one of us. So come, partake, renew, and drink from that baptismal water. Make a good and holy confession. Our Lord will be with you and will reveal things that we don't even know are there and guide us toward a much more joyful, peaceful, and glorious life because it is a life with him. So my brothers and sisters, think on these things. Go before the Lord and say, I want to have this dialogue with you. I want to be like this holy woman Fotini at the well and drink from the wellsprings that spring up to eternal life. Amen.